community that some people may know about and others may not. And this is an organization that is new to Kansas City.
Yeah,
so we're so excited to have them on. It is Hope Kids, and can we add the KC? Since
of course.
Now in KC, and we have Carrie Bryant, who's executive director. You should see it. She has this smile. We have to take smile pictures. She has this great smile.
Very contagious.
Great energy. It's wonderful. And Lauren Cunningham, who is program manager. Welcome.
Thank you so much for having us today.
And you all have jumped into Kansas City like just months ago.
Yes, we officially opened our Kansas City chapter on March the 1st. So we are brand new to Kansas City, but we are not brand new at what we're doing. We started Hope Kids in 2001 and our first chapter opened in Arizona. So we are slowly making our way across the United States.
Well, tell us a little bit about what Hope Kids is.
Definitely. So Hope Kids is just an amazing organization. My journey with Hope Kids actually started as a volunteer. So I recently relocated to Kansas City from Texas to bring Hope Kids to the community. And
welcome.
Thank you very much. Yeah. I'm a boomerang. This is actually my second stint in Kansas City.
So you're no pro. You're no pro.
Yes. Right. So I know all about the barbecue, all about the Chiefs, all about the Royals, all about sports. In KC.
And finally, you can admit that Kansas City barbecue is better than Texas barbecue, right?
I will say it's pretty good. It's pretty good. So definitely different, but I'm slowly making the barbecue
but we
tour.
We both have big hearts.
Yes.
All about the giving.
Yes. So Hope Kids provides an ongoing calendar of events for kids with a life-threatening medical condition. So life-threatening can mean a lot of things. So pediatric cancer is a big demographic that we see. But in addition to that, children with cystic fibrosis, children with a lot of rare conditions. So maybe even a condition that you're not overly familiar with because they're one of a very few case, not only here in the Kansas City area, but also across the country or even the world.
And so you put together a list of things to do or where to go to get help?
So we are planning all kinds of events. So our families actually apply to be a family with Hope Kids by visiting our website, which is www.hopekids.org. There's a giant button in the right-hand corner that says Become a Hope Kid. So I encourage, if you're listening, to visit our website and click there. We've also been fortunate enough to present to the hospitals with Children's Mercy and KU Med to really find and target those families that need a little hope in their life, need a little fun, need a little excitement, and maybe even need some friends that are going through what they're going or something very similar. If you're a parent or a family with a child with a life-threatening medical condition, your life looks very different on a day-to-day basis. And so we're there to really kind of be that 365-day support to get them out in the community. So maybe your family's going to the movies, we're putting together private movie screenings that are just open to our Hope Kids families.
Oh, that's awesome. See, I was about to ask, what is it? What are some of the things that you do to bring hope and to make kids, you know, to give them that?
So we have all kinds of different events right now. We're trying to build our event calendar. Since we're a new chapter here, we're just kind of starting from the ground up. So we already have several events for June and July. We just did a Sporting KC game last Saturday. We have a T-Bones game coming up, as well as a Royals game in early July. We have an air show up in North KC. We have a couple of family video game nights at the Microsoft store at Oak Park Mall. So we're doing all kinds of things. We try to have all kinds of events that are great for all ages of children, boys, girls, for the entire family.
And so your focus as staff then is what?
Our focus is a couple of things. Number one, so identifying families. Obviously, being a new chapter to Kansas City, we want to make sure that we can find these families who are really looking to maybe have something exciting to look forward to between chemotherapy treatments or other medical treatments and doctor's appointments that they're going to. So number one, one big thing we're doing right now is identifying families that could benefit for our program. Number two is finding fun things to do in Kansas City, not only to inspire hope, but really just to embrace the city and embrace the community and let people know that we're here and that we want to work with them and we want to be a part of them. And an event may look like us sending a family of four to do something special. or it may look like an opportunity for us to bring out, you know, 50 of our Hope Kids families. So it can be small, it can be large, it can look like a lot of different things. Everyone has different interests. Everyone has different things that their family enjoys. And our families all come from different backgrounds. So one thing that we like to touch on is a lot of these families that are battling a life-threatening medical condition with their child, their family looks really different. You know, the expenses that come along with it, the time that comes along with it. Not only do they not necessarily have the financial bandwidth to really put something together that their family can go and enjoy, they may not also have the time to actually put it together. And they also want the opportunity to do it in a safe, judgment-free zone. So, for example, a lot of these great events that Lauren talked about, some of them are actually exclusive to our Hope Kids families. So, for example, Topgolf, we are partnering with them to send some of our amazing families to Topgolf to get to go golf together with like-minded families. So we're bringing together moms and dads who understand the daily struggle, kids who maybe are in a wheelchair or maybe have a feeding tube or maybe some other outfacing condition or recognizing thing for them that really they don't feel comfortable in the normal setting of going to Topgolf or going roller skating or bowling. Instead, it becomes something where people are really looking at them and wondering what's going on with them. The beauty of Hope Kids is everyone's battling their own condition, whatever it may be, and it allows families kind of a safe place to come together and be hopeful together and excited together in a judgment-free zone that is free to the families, but also already planned. So we tell our Hope Kids families, all you have to do is show up, and we can promise you, you'll have a good time.
How many families or kiddos do you have in the pool so far?
So we are actively growing. I think we were actually laughing this morning. By the time that we had our first meeting this morning, I think I've already seen 5 or 6 new family applications come into our inbox. And just to share a few numbers kind of across the country as far as things are going, our Arizona chapter, which is our largest chapter, is serving about 1,700 families already. Wow. So last year in 2016, they actually had over 400 events for their families. And so that represented attendance of about 25,000 people. So while we are small and just getting off the ground, we have big goals that we look to reach to really spread hope across Kansas City.
Do you have guidelines for the kinds of events that you're out there trying to get? I mean, do you have to pay for the activities, or are you looking for
No.
donated things?
Yes. So we offer all of our events are free to the family. So that's part of what I do is reach out to all kinds of venues and partners across Kansas City to see if we can partner together and offer those kind of experiences to families. Like Carrie said, we try to get as many private events as we can. Obviously, that's not always possible with the sporting events and that kind of thing. But if, you know, the museum down the street wants to partner with us for an event, a lot of times you can make that private. And so that's an opportunity to just get our Hope Kids families together and allow them to network with each other without having to wonder if others in the group are part of the Hope Kids family.
And how many kids, maybe I missed it, how many kids do you have at each event? Or how many families do you have per event? Or is it like hundreds?
So it varies. Okay. And it's very much, it has to do with the event partner and what they're willing to donate. So it can be anything from 5 tickets to some sort of event to having 50 spots. So we are very open to that. Since we're growing right now, we're trying to keep all of our events fairly small, just so that the families can really get to know each other, we can get to know them, and we pride ourselves on making sure that we really utilize these partners' tickets to the best of our ability. So if they give us 15 tickets, we want to use all 15 tickets and make sure that families are able to take advantage of that. And so we want to offer that to our partners. And so we really try our best to make sure that we're only accepting what we think we can actually use.
How can people who, thank goodness, are healthy and are not faced with that with a child, is there a way they can be involved with your organization?
Absolutely. I'm so glad you asked that. So we are actively filling our volunteer base. So all of our events that we plan for our families, we love to include community volunteers, whether it's a young college student or even a high school student looking to have those opportunities to build up their community service hours, or maybe even a family who's been really blessed with healthy children and they want the opportunity to give back to a family who's like them but going through something that they can't even imagine. So If again, if you go into our website, hopekids.org, and there is a button that says get involved. And if you will choose that button and you can scroll down and there's a volunteer application, it's pretty brief. It'll take you probably 2 minutes tops to fill it out. And then you will either hear from myself or from Lauren, and we will kind of work with you on a one-on-one basis. So it could be something as much as we are going to Legoland or Sea Life Aquarium, and we have 25 families coming and we need some extra hands and friendly faces to greet our families and be a part of what we're doing. It could look like that, or it could look like something if you, your company wants to host an event for us. We can, for example, we have a company that's interested in hosting an event over Halloween and allowing our families to come in and go trick-or-treating at their office, because a lot of the kiddos we serve maybe can't always be out in the public, yeah, depending on their condition. So it's providing a safe opportunity, but giving them, instead of going door to door in their neighborhood, they're going door to door in someone's office building. And it's a way for employees to get involved, for companies to get involved, and to welcome our kiddos into their building as well.
How did this all come about to open a chapter in Kansas City? We're just number five. I mean, we're the top five.
Definitely. Great question. So as I mentioned, we started in Arizona in 2001. And from there, we decided that we had a really great model to help spread some hope to families across the country. So our now president actually was the executive director and started the next chapter in Minnesota. So that chapter opened in 2006. North Texas followed in 2013, and Colorado followed in 2016. And we have a model that we use, and it's really based on a couple things. Population size plays a factor, a strong children's hospital, professional sports teams, and making sure that we're going into a community that has so much to give and so much to offer. A Hope Kids event-based organization wouldn't work very well in a city with a population of 50 people and no activities to do. It would be a pretty boring event calendar at that point. So we really pride ourselves on a pretty stringent model that we follow, and Kansas City has kind of risen to the top the last couple of years as we has looked to grow as an organization. And we opened Denver about a year and a half ago, and Kansas City just kept rising to the top. So we decided that now is the time. There's no time like the present. And we've been just welcomed and embraced into the community and are really happy to be here.
As a young organization in Kansas City, what's the greatest challenge you all are facing getting rolling?
I think number one is just getting the word out, and being able to partner with Children's Mercy and KU Med has been just a huge launch pad for us. Being able to connect with nurses, case managers, child life specialists, pediatricians, other folks within the hospital to let people know that we're here. The parents that are, you know, helping these amazing children face this life-threatening medical condition are also a really close-knit group. And social media has changed the world that our way communicates. And the support groups that are offered for specific conditions have also been, you know, just finding the right parent to help promote us within those social media networks, within their networks. And we've also really tried to pride ourselves on reaching out to other local organizations and being an extra layer of support. We are not doing anything that someone else is already doing. So we want to be an extra layer for kiddos that are coming to Children's Mercy, which is such a great hospital, and KU Med, the same, to have this treatment. A lot of these families may be here for 6 or 9 months. Mm-hmm. It's not like they come into the ER and get treated and get sent home. And a lot of these families need so much more than that. So we really try to be that extra umbrella and layer of support for them. But the hospitals have been a big factor on our success so far. But I think just getting the word out, I think, is number one, because we are new. People may be familiar with our name, but they may not. And so we're just trying to spread the word one day at a time.
Well, you guys got a lot of videos, so people can go check out your website at hopekids.org. And you guys, there's a lot of information. You guys got a great video library, so you can actually see what's going on.
Yes.
So we'd encourage our listeners to go to hopekids.org, look under chapters, and click on Kansas City. If you have a child who's facing life-threatening health issues, connect with them. If you're somebody who wants to give back and have a, sounds like really a good time giving back to other people, check out this organization. You have two very energetic young women sitting here who'll be happy to greet you. We hope you guys will come back.
Thank you.
And bring us up to date when it's your first birthday. It'll go faster than you think.
Yeah, maybe we'll have them. We'll have a big cake here. And we'll have like a party for them.
Oh, we'll put some pictures on our Facebook.
All right.
That sounds great.
Thanks for coming on. We'll be back after this break.